T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, right now, once again, we're going to head out to our SDCCU fan hotline. Always a pleasure to welcome this gentleman to the program on 97.3 The Fan from Fox Sports. They're a fine analyst here with Fox Sports San Diego. Mark Sweeney joins me. Mark, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Coach. Thanks for having me on, and congratulations being back on the radio. I love hearing your voice.
Well, thank you, Marcus. Hey, let's talk a little bit about the roster moves today. Unfortunately, Fernando Tatis going on the IL with that back spasm. They're going to bring up Ty France from AAA. And I was mentioning earlier, looking at the box scores, 8 of the last 10 games Ty has started down there in El Paso, he's played second base. How do you think Andy's going to play this? Where are you think he's going to play Ty? And could Urias stay at second and Ty go to third, Manny go to short? I mean, there's a lot of different ways he could go right now.
Yeah, you know what? I think this is a time where they want to show versatility. I think, Coach, you look around the game. I think that's what a lot of organizations would like to build towards, the Ben Zobrist model in years past, even when he was with the Rays. To have some guys that can give you versatility. You're seeing throughout the game of baseball, there's a lot of extra relievers for obvious reasons, and then you have a shorter bench. So I think for Ty France, the chance that he had at the beginning was kind of like getting your feet wet in the big leagues, had some moments, but also went down to AAA and immediately started hitting, and has had a record pace AAA, which is nice that he's getting this opportunity, even if it's because of injury.
Mark Sweeney from Fox Sports San Diego joining us on our SDCCU fan hotline. You know, Fernando Tatis, he plays so hard, Mark. And, you know, I know last year he went down with the thumb injury at the end of the year. He was out earlier this year with a hamstring problem. Now the back injury. And, you know, I just hope this kid plays so hard. And we've seen players over the years that play hard and they take themselves out of the lineup because they won't back off. And I know he's so young, but, boy, I certainly hope this is not a trend for his career.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, and you've been around the game for so long, Coach, that you have that youthful energy, but you also have an awareness that you haven't learned yet because of experience, because of veterans coming over and tapping on the shoulder and saying, hey, I need you to back off a little bit. It's hard to really do that, especially with what he has done, what he has showcased, because he's a spectacular talent. He's getting national recognition, well-deserved. You look at it, over a month to 5 weeks of being on the IL at the beginning of the year, as you alluded to. Now this one, how long is this going to be? There's sometimes that you have to have conversations, and it takes me back. Remember Bryce Harper came in to the league, and one of his first moments was running and crashing into the wall at Dodger Stadium. Mm-hmm. In the awareness part, but also kind of out of character or out of control, I would say. I don't think Fernando has that. I just think he's just trying to have an impression on a nightly basis, and I think that's what we've all fallen in love with.
Mark, you've seen so many guys in the years that you played in Major League Baseball. You've had teammates that were great stars. I mean, is he comparable to anybody that you can remember coming up in the minor leagues from?
Gosh, you know what we've done, and I think everyone wants the comps, which that's obviously your question. I think it's something that is spectacular. He's very unique in the sense that I think he's his own guy. I think he's a kind of a mixture of Carlos Correa and also Francisco Lindor because of the way Francisco plays. He plays with a certain energy that you love, and he also plays with a smile. But then there's Carlos Correa, who has the talent that I think everyone's just waiting for him in Houston to be an MVP-type caliber. So the sky's the limit for Tatis Jr. Health is a key. We're already talking about that in his first year. But I think the biggest thing, and throughout the game of baseball, I think a lot of people at the national level are saying, listen, if I had to start a team, he's one of my first choices, if you get that first choice, to start a ball club. And man, that's high praise when you're thinking of just, you know, having a three-month period in the big leagues.
Travis Jankowski finally going to make his debut. Hopefully he's in the lineup maybe tonight or at some point gets in tonight's ball game. But here's a guy last year. I thought, especially the second half of the year, he got a little more playing time, performed very well. Unfortunately, he breaks his wrist diving for a fly ball in spring training. Talk a little bit about what you think Jankowski can bring to this ball club the rest of the way.
Well, Coach, I'm a big fan of Travis, I love his game. I love his ability. He's arguably, when he comes in the locker room, the best defender that they have in the outfield, in my opinion. Unfortunately, he's gone through an injury bug, too, but now this has got to be a nice boost for him because of all the work he has put in. His family life has been upgraded, obviously, with a nice son, and he goes down to AAA, and that's the grind because the ultimate goal is to be in the big league. So today is going to be something that's a refresher. I think Andy Green and the organization are thrilled to have a little more balance with left-handed speed, also a defensive component. It's going to be a different team because of one guy with Travis, and I think that's great. That being said, Travis has got to hit the ground running, right? Because he knows that there's competition either in the big leagues now, trying to sort out that outfield situation, but man, it'd be really nice to see him have a nice stretch here.
Hey, Mark, how do you think Andy's going to use him? Do you think he's going to maybe give him an opportunity to start against right-handers and go with Margot against left-handers? Or is Margot probably still going to get the bulk of the work? Because he's actually played very well in the last 6 weeks.
He really has. I love that you say that, Coach, too, because the body of work he's put in, he's starting to look like that player we saw when he first came up his rookie year, slashing everywhere. You got a little bit of power, but impacting it on the stolen bases has improved. His whole game has improved. I don't know what Andy's plans are. I hope that's the case because I like the speed element. Even though the stolen base has kind of gone away from baseball, when you start winning one-run games, I think that has a lot to do with it. And call me old school. I like that element of fire on the base paths when you start looking at Jankowski and Margot. That's a nice combination.
We're visiting with Mark Sweeney, Fox Sports San Diego. Nice enough to join us today on our SDCCU fan hotline. The catching situation. Give me your take on this, because I think right now, I realize Austin Hedges is one of the best catchers in baseball, but when you're hitting 183 and the other guy's hitting 279 as a switch hitter, I got to go with the younger kid swinging the bat.
Yeah, I agree with you too, Coach. I mean, you have to see what Francisco Mejia has. It really comes down to results. And I think if you have a lineup that's stacked, you can deal with maybe some regression when it comes down to offensively catching-wise. But when you're looking for production at the end of the order, you're looking for a little bit more of a continuity. Francisco Mejia gives you a better offensive option. We've heard from Andy Green. He's mentioned to us that he's improving catching-wise. We've even heard from the pitchers when they throw to him, a Cal Quantrill, Chris Paddock that's thrown to him. He's improving behind them. They like how he calls a game. That being said, there's got to be improvement with that with Francisco Mejia, and I think game time and game situations will improve that.
Mark, what would you like to see out of this Padre ball club the remainder of 2019? We keep sitting here day after day talking about, hey, they're going to compete in 2020. They're going to compete in 2020. There's never a guarantee, but right now where they're sitting at 56 and 64, what do you want to see from watching the Padres day in and day out? What do you want to see them be able to accomplish the final few weeks of the season?
Well, Coach, I gotta agree with you. I'm not a big believer in setting precedent at 2020. There's so many variables that can change when you're thinking of year to year. I think that is an organization, and being in the Dodgers organization for a while, we had to project to certain guys that would get to the big leagues at a certain time. That's being done throughout the game of baseball and other organizations, but I don't think you put a precedent on, hey, we're going to compete in 2020. I know it's a vision, but you got to go out there and do it. For me, moving forward these last 6 weeks or so, I'm hoping that they start identifying roles and they start identifying opportunities in the bullpen, because I really believe that's something that is probably shocking the most for me, is that how many changes they've had to make and how many opportunities. And I know it's been a lot of wear and tear when you think of guys that have roles. But we've been spoiled in San Diego that we've had a bullpen that usually matches up with most in the game of baseball. And I don't think that's the case right now. So hopefully they can iron that out.
Hey, Mark, I want to ask you two other questions. One on Luis Urias. He's starting to swing the bat a little bit better. What are you seeing?
You know what? Coach, you know it. And I said this even when I was on with Nick Hardwick. I believe that if you're going to be a hitter that has to hit the ball to all fields, which I think Luis has to be, I've always been a believer in what Tony Gwynn preached. I mean, the less head movement, being able to manipulate the barrel, hit the ball where it's pitched. I think Luis Urias has too many holes in his swing right now and the approach that he has because of that head movement that he has. That's just my opinion. It's not something that I've talk to people. I just think that if you're going to be an average hitter and you're going to slash, Tony Gwynn was the ideal model if you look at it, because he controlled his head as much as possible, but everything else worked off the balance that he had in his swing, being able to hit all pitches throughout the strike zone. Everyone always used to say a scouting report to Tony Gwynn was throw it down the middle, because he handled every pitch on the outside corners, up, down, in, out. We all know the numbers speak for it, but his consistency came from his approach and being able to visually see a ball. When you look at Urias, his head is moving all over the place, going towards the plate, and I think he sets himself up in a tough hitting position, in my opinion, and it's inconsistency. I know he can hit. I just don't think he's in the ideal position to hit right now.
Last a few ball games, Manny Machado, 3-for-26. What are you seeing from him? He trying to do a little bit too much right now?
Might be. And you know what? I think that this is the guy that when he gets on a hot stretch, we saw it from June 1st on, he can carry a club. He can hit balls out of the ballpark. I think this is going to be a real good series, because here you are, the two guys that were free agents, that Bryce Harper and Manny Machado. He loves that limelight, and I think it's going to be a good refresher, has an off day. He was grinding at the homestand, even so that he had two early days of work. He's putting in the time. But when you don't get the results and you're putting in work, extra work, I should say, it gets frustrating. And we know all how important that is to know that you're going to get results. I think it's going to happen this series in this road trip.
Hey, you have a great weekend, Marcus. Thanks so much for the time today.
Appreciate it, Coach. Thanks for having me on.
There you go. Mark Sweeney, Fox Sports San Diego baseball analyst, and, of course, a longtime major leaguer. And once again, all of our guests are sponsored by the San Diego County Credit Union. SDCCU has low mortgage loan rates, equal housing opportunity. Apply now at sdccu.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.